My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Mater Private Network.
On News Talk.
A new helpful website set up by Thusla, the Family and Child Agency, will go live from the 3rd of October, giving easier access to those seeking answers about their birth and early life histories. Under the new birth information and tracing legislation, which was signed into law by President Higgins in late June, those wishing to find out more information about their biological family will now be able to apply for records relating to them. Cormac Quinlan is Assistant National Director for Practice Reform at Thusla, and he's with me now in studio. Cormac, good morning and welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to be here, Pat.
Now, let's talk about who would be using this website. What kind of categories of people?
Yeah, so can I just say at the outset, just on behalf of Thusla and the Adoption Authority of Ireland, our colleagues in this work, that we very much welcome this legislation. And the reason why we welcome this on the 3rd of October, when information and tracing services become available to people, that means that people who were boarded out or nursed out in the past, people who were subject to illegal birth registration, or people who are adopted, or indeed anybody who spent time in a mother and baby home and wants to access information held by both their service and authority, will have a clear and unambiguous right to access that information.
Now, how does the website actually work? How do you prove your bona fides that you're entitled to seek out the information?
So the most important place for people to get information just in relation to the application process, yes, Pat, is the website. So this website has been just developed, just to say, in consultation with ourselves, our colleagues in the Adoption Authority of Ireland and our department colleagues. And on the 3rd of October, this website is live at the moment. It's live for people to register contact preferences and to get any information about the legislation. But on the 3rd of October, additional provision will be available on that website to allow people to apply. So when they go to the website, they'll see an option to apply for either information or tracing. If they click, if I start maybe with tracing in the first instance, if they click on that option, they'll be taken straight through to what we have developed, which is an online application process. People then will be asked to just complete certain information on that to provide us with necessary details to support them in their tracing application. And once they can submit that application to us, and then we will follow up directly with them in relation to that.
Okay, so if you like, this is a portal.
Absolutely. It's an online
It's how you get into the system to make your inquiries. It doesn't throw up information directly back to you.
No, it doesn't. It is an application process. And just to say, Pat, we have developed this in consultation with people who will be using the portal, because it is important for us that the portal and any application process we have is fit for purpose for the people that are intended to use it. So we try to make it as simple and as straightforward for people and as accessible for people to
Okay, so what happens at the back end, at the other side of this website? So someone comes on and they give a name and they say, I was born, I think, in this mother and baby home in a particular place, and this is the date of birth that I have been given. Don't know who I am, don't know who my mother, my father, whatever, don't know who my family. What happens after that?
Yeah, so once, so if someone's seeking information, as you're crying about, so they'll go to the website, they'll see an option, like I said, to apply for information, they'll click on that, and then they'll have two options. Both the Adoption Authority of Ireland and Thusla both hold different records in respect of people, so people can have a right to access both of those records, so they can apply to the Adoption Authority of Ireland or to Thusla in that regard. When they apply and they fill out that necessary information, we will contact that person just to confirm that they are eligible. We do seek some general identification from them, because obviously the release of this information to a person is very personal sensitive information, so we want to make sure it's going to the right person at the right location. Once we've deemed them eligible, the application is then sent to one of our information officers. They will acknowledge within 5 days of receipt of the application that we have received their application and we are beginning to process their information. We will then gather all the relevant information that we hold in relation to that person, and then we will contact that person in relation to the how they would best like to receive that information.
Okay.
Typically, there's about a 30-day period where we have to provide the information to people unless the situation perhaps is more complex.
All right, but that's your commitment.
That's
30
absolutely
days.
A commitment by us. In fact, it's a requirement within the statutory guidance that comes with this legislation to provide people that commitment to their information within 30 days. Said Pat, unless it is a more complex case, and obviously then we have up to 90 days, but we will
but
tell
presumably
people,
you do respond within the 30 days
we do,
even to tell them
absolutely.
This is more complicated.
We will tell them at the point of acknowledgement of their application, we will tell them this is likely to be a more complex case and it could take longer.
Now, what would make it more complex?
A more
what
complex
kind of things?
Case could be, say for a child perhaps that was resident maybe in different institutions,
okay.
and therefore we have to gather information across maybe multiple different locations, or also perhaps if someone has already conducted tracing, there might be more information that we have to consider in the context of the release,
yeah.
and that can make it more
now,
complex.
Now, you talk about the Adoptions and Society having records, you having records. Have you kind of trawled nationwide for everything that's available from all the mother and baby homes, from all the convents, all the Magdalen laundries? Have you digitised all of that? I mean, is it easy for you to get at, or are there blanks?
Yeah, so the just on the records, Pat, I mean, there it's we hold at the moment records of 63 different agencies and homes over the past. And that, and we've taken those records when we were first established in Tusla from the HSE, mm-hmm. who had responsibility for service there. And we've taken further records since then. We took records in 2015, 2016 and 2017. We're collating those records. We have been from the very outset in the process of scanning, cataloguing, digitizing all those records. Those records come in very multiple different formats, Pat.
Sure.
They can be large books of registration, index cards, files.
But you keep the originals, but try
we
to digitize the content.
And we have been actively progressing the protection, security, and digitization of those records into the future. That's ongoing work at the moment. In fact, Pat, we're down in Cork at the moment digitizing records for St. Anne's Adoption Society. So that's a daily occurrence that we're progressing that. But there's a significant volume of records
sure.
that are involved in that, and it's a complex task. And thankfully, in Tusla, as we've expanded, we've developed our own Tusla Information Management Office, and we have archivists and records managers to assist us in that task.
Now, are there brick walls, though, that you've come up against?
There's
you know, there are the gaps in the whole system.
Well, just to go back to your original question, of course there's a concern that there is other information out there in the wider domain and that, and under this legislation it's very important that the Adoption Authority now have additional powers given them to seek that information and to request that information where people believe that information is held.
Yeah. But sometimes private nursing homes that are long defunct.
But if people have, so the legislation requires anyone to protect the records if they hold them, to bring them forward if they would like, and the Adoption Authority has the responsibility under the legislation and the authority to take those records where we know they are, Pat, and where, or if people have a suspicion, they can bring that to the attention of the authority, and the authority has the ability to seek those records.
Okay. Now, when you provide people with everything you have, and it's not enough. Is that the end of it? I mean, is this so comprehensive between your two organisations that you reckon you have as much as can be got? Does that mean a dead end for somebody?
It doesn't mean a dead end for people. Obviously, what we do is we provide and will under this legislation. I suppose the difference now, Pat, is in the past when people applied for information, often information due to the limitation in the laws that were
yep.
there, we were only able to provide them perhaps certain information, or we had to restrict or remove certain information. This legislation now says that someone has an absolute right to their identity information, their early life information, their medical information, where that information is held by us, of course. So in that...
Can you then bring them further along the road by telling them where these people might be found?
So that is the purpose of the tracing service, Pat. So through tracing then services, people have a statutory right to now access tracing services, both the individuals that we've mentioned and their relatives, and that affords them a greater opportunity then to seek further information. A lot of people trace simply for the purposes of gathering more information. Some seek tracing for the purpose of establishing contact and connections
mm-hmm.
with family members, but a lot of people just use that as an opportunity to gather more information.
Now, many of the people who were affected by all of this in their personal histories have now passed on. what rights under the law do their children or even brothers, sisters, cousins have?
Absolutely. That's a very important question, Pat. And under this legislation, it's similar to hereditary rights, for example. So if an adopted person or a person subject to a legal birth registration is deceased, the information rights pass to their child in the first instance, if both, like I said, that person is deceased and that person's parents are deceased. And if they don't have children, the rights then pass to the next of kin of that person. So those rights of access will pass to those people to assist those people in getting access to necessary information.
Are you likely to be swamped on October the 3rd?
Yes, I think certainly, Pat, I think it will be challenging in the initial stages. We do expect, and understandably so, people have been looking for this information for an awful long time. We do expect that there will be an initial surge. We have been actively planning ourselves and the authority with the support of the Minister and the Department to prepare for this legislation over the past 12 months. We have received additional resources in that regard. We've recruited additional staff and we've prepared ourselves both in terms of having dedicated staff at a contact and support centre in relation to all the application processes that people are dealing with. We have small and dedicated information teams based locally around the country that will now be able to provide information to people. And we've enhanced our tracing services for people that will support people in getting more timely access to tracing and including genealogical support where that's needed.
Finally, Cormac, the website address.
The website address is birthinformation.ie. Apologies.
Birthinformation.ie, all one word, birthinformation.ie is where to go. Cormac Quinlan, Assistant National Director for Practice Reform at Thusla. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.